In case you don't know this, unless you live under a rock or your primary concern in life is getting a better score on your video game, fast food prices are currently insane, and I'm well aware of it. Unfortunately for you, I have a different point of view, and I'd like to give it to you in my typically cheerful rainbows and unicorns manner.
This is Ernest Mann, giving you insights and opinions you just won't find anywhere else.
Now, before I get into this episode, I have a brief announcement that I hope you're really going to like. I'm always looking to improve your entertainment and information experience, and although I know you're actually listening to this as a podcast, I'd like you to consider actually visiting my website because of some cool changes I just recently made. On my website, theernestmanshow.com, you'll see a page labeled Gallery of Unconventional Thought, and when you click on that, you'll see exactly what it says. Please bear in mind that it currently only has a few images. That's because I can only put up images as quickly as time allows, but I will be putting more and more images up as quickly as I can, so please bear with me as I am, well, a one-man operation. I will also soon have another page. I believe it will be called Man's Videos, but don't hold me to that, where I have truly unique videos that you simply won't find anywhere else, especially on YouTube. So I said I'd keep this message short and sweet as possible, and I will keep repeating it for a while just to make sure everyone knows, so I hope you don't find that annoying. So with that, we now return to our regularly scheduled programming on The Ernest Mann Show. I've seen so many news reports as well as YouTube videos concerning the high price of fast food across the board. It doesn't matter if it's McDonald's, Taco Bell, Carl's Jr., you name it. They're all basically saying the same thing. Fast food prices are too damn high. Okay, I got you. 1,000 fucking times over, I got you. Now, if I could put all of those countless people together to ask one simple question, it would be, okay, so what the fuck are you going to do about it? Do you really even understand why this is happening? And all at once, as though on cue from some invisible multimedia broadcasting camera, they would all say the same thing.
Well,
Here, let me finish that response for you. You're going to sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up, you useless consumer fucking pig. That's what you're going to do, because that's the only thing you can do, because you've painted yourself into a corner. Now, for those of you who are not old enough to even know that phrase, or having a hard time wrapping your head around the concept of what painting yourself into a fucking corner means, let me explain. The general idea that if for whatever reason you are painting a floor and the paint is going to take several hours to dry before it can be walked on, you can paint almost the entire floor. But you want to leave a walking strip unpainted as you do this, so you don't step into the paint that you've already applied and ruin it. You can come back later after the paint you just applied is completely dried, then go ahead and paint that narrow strip area so that the entire floor gets painted and everything looks good. So the entire point of the old saying is don't be a fucking moron and paint yourself into a corner, and then cry and complain because you have to sit there, like a fucking moron that you are, waiting for the paint to dry. I feel this is a pretty good analogy for what Americans are experiencing via the fast food industry. Just like so many other things I talk about, in order to get a really accurate handle on the present, you should really have a pretty good handle on the past. Allow me to enlighten you. You see, once, a very long time ago, I'm saying that in case you happen to be a 20-year-old and you're thinking that a month ago was a very long time ago. No, babe, I'm talking like close to 100 years ago. I'm talking like the 1920s, which to me is just like yesterday. Okay, well, that was a joke. I'm not that fucking old. So a very long time ago, even before McDonald's and an absolute snake and grifter named Ray Kroc created it, people actually did something that may totally fucking shock you. They actually ate hot dogs, tacos, burritos, and yes, even fucking burgers. I'd like to add that although there is no conclusive or definitive proof of this, it has been highly rumored and speculated that people once also engaged in something called fucking. But for right now, I'm just going to stick to the subject at hand. The difference then, however, is that those businesses were actually owned by actual people with actual families to support, not a nameless and faceless corporation. They were not part of a monopolistic system, LLC, that wouldn't give your mother a cheeseburger if she was fucking starving to death right in front of them. As a consequence of this, there were many restaurants and diners, virtually all of them independent and virtually all of them owned, run, and employed by families. And those families actually gave a damn about you and your family, because the direct human connection was that you and your family, as their customers, kept them and their family in business. You kept their asses alive, and the actual owners and their families really therefore actually appreciated you. This all began to change rapidly in the late 1940s and certainly by the mid-50s, when various psychopathic snakes, such as Ray Kroc, instituted and popularized a new system for how Americans should eat, and Americans went hog wild for it because it actually was fast and cheap. But the problem with this something-for-nothing fast food or quick eating, as it was often then referred to back then, is that it's basically a Ponzi scheme, which also, in the process, now some 60 years later, successfully managed to destroy virtually all the independent small restaurants and diners in America, which used to compete on both price and quality with each other, and replaced them with endless rows of completely ubiquitous, low-quality, high-price, hog's trough shit food throughout all of America, including its small towns and cities. So now that that system has succeeded in destroying mom-and-pop restaurants and diners, what the fuck do you think they're going to do as far as their prices are concerned? Here, let me answer that for you. They're going to fuck you each and every way they can, because despite all the various different names of the chains, they are all LLCs, which is a legal term for limited liability criminals. Essentially, one fucking corporation. They are all one system. That, if you ignore all the
supply chain, razor thin profit margins,
and other system propaganda bullshit they also cram down your throat 24/7, is the real reason we only have corporate system shit food at criminal prices. That's it. Nothing fucking more. This, America's fast food price crisis, is just one small example of what happens when a society becomes dull, brainwashed, and subservient. Ah, just think of it. You're a young person. You look down the main strip of wherever the hell you live, and for as far as your eye can see, nothing but corporate system eating pods everywhere for the rest of your entire fucking life. Doesn't that sound appetizing? Bone epe fucking teat. I've run out of time right now and can't go into this as far as exactly what to do about it. If you have any questions or want me to talk some more about the topic, go to my website and click on the about/contact page and let me know. So, if you found this episode informative or entertaining, please give me the ultimate thank you by subscribing and telling a friend. That friend will either thank you or curse you later. As always, until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today. Actually, I got just a little bit more. Here is man's musical selection, Cat Calloway. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it to gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste of bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake, having a derby irby. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Andre. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, tulula. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knish, yeah? Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.